Now you have the unifying work of the Holy Spirit today in the church, and it's to reveal the Lordship of Jesus to believers. Now, will you notice how he does that? Verse 4, now there are diversities of gifts. That is, there are distributions of gifts. Now, in order to get the unity, why, he gives different gifts to individuals. And here, the word gifts is the charismaton. And today, this movement of tongues has come up among the intelligentsia and the sophisticates today, and they call it the charismatic movement. May I say that that reveals a terrible ignorance. Charismaton means gifts. It doesn't refer to tongues definitely at all. It refers to all the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives to the church, to the believers in the church. Now, there are distributions of gifts, but it's the same Spirit that does it. And there are differences of ministrations, but the same Lord. That's the Lord Jesus Christ, and this is ministration. It doesn't make any difference about what gift you may have. The Lord Jesus is the one that is using it, and using it for his glory, by the way. Now, will you notice here the next thing he says, and there are diversities of operations, that is, of the energy, but it's the same God which worketh in all, and he is the one that works in the believer. And now that brings me to notice this. One God, but he's a Trinity. But they work together. There's a unity. There is a diversity in unity. Well, you notice this. The Holy Spirit bestows the gifts. The Lord Jesus Christ administers the gifts under his direction. And the Father God supplies the power, and he energizes the gift. And all of this is for one purpose, and that is to exalt the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Now, I recognize that I'm moving in an area where these today that have emphasized this chapter and chapter 14 just haven't moved at all, and I wish they would.